Boys, Daily here, and today we have some LEGO leaks to talk about. The 2024 LEGO leak season is upon us, and we have some amazing information. All of this is going to be courtesy of r/LEGO leaks, which is a really good resource in order to get any LEGO leaks and information that you want. Either way, before we get into it, hit the like button, subscribe, all that good stuff. And let's roll. So, number one is we have Animal Crossing. And my wife Zelda absolutely adores Animal Crossing, so she's pretty excited for this. Either way, the first set that we have here is going to be Nook's Cranny and Rosie's House, but this isn't all that's been confirmed. We also have a ton of other minifigures that LEGO themselves has shown off on Twitter, and we're not sure when they're going to be coming up. But this is going to be 535 pieces, $75, which is a little bit above that 10 cents per piece mark that we like to see, but maybe because they're very unique new figures and it's a new IP, that's why it's going to be so expensive, but this is going to supposedly be releasing March 1st, 2024. Beyond that, we do have actually an official image of it here. So here's what it's going to look like. It's pretty cool. They have little bells right there. If you've ever played Animal Crossing, there's Nook's Corner. Here's Rosie's House. It's really actually a pretty swell image. It's a good set. I'm enjoying it. They do have other sets here. So there's Isabelle and a fox. I don't remember her name, but that's pretty cool. And then we have like another island right here. Oh, that's nice. Oh, this is actually really great. This is awesome. And then there's all of them sort of together. So I guess we've got some pretty cool Animal Crossing things coming to LEGO very soon. I didn't even click through these images before, so I'm glad I did now because we got to see that. But either way, looks awesome. Very excited for this. Tom Nook looks great. All the Animal Crossing characters look great. I think this is a slam dunk for LEGO, and it will do well. Either way, we are then getting into some Star Wars stuff, and this was leaked by Max Bout here, and we have a number of LEGO sets here, including the Invisible Hand, which is going to be midi scale. Now, I love the Invisible Hand. I think it's a really good ship. I do kind of wish they had done it full. So here is what the Invisible Hand looks like. It's sort of Grievous's capital ship, I believe. And that's it, actually. I think that's in LEGO form, yeah. Oh, it's from the Skywalker Saga, that's funny. But yeah, it's a huge ship. It's very cool. Grievous's main ship right there, his capital ship. It's a sick ship. I wish they had sort of done like, oh, the Venator is getting released first, and then we're gonna have the UCS Providence, because I believe it's a Providence capital ship. That would have just been absolutely incredible. But instead, it is going to be midi scale. At least it makes it more affordable, which is nice, and we are seeing that LEGO is reinvesting into midi scale products, which was something they sort of abandoned for a little while there, so it's good to see that making a comeback. This, and then they did the Superstar Destroyer earlier this year, so it's cool to see all of this coming together. Either way, 557 pieces, €52.99, so that's right in the ballpark of what we like to see in terms of pricing, I would say. 30 centimeters long, with stand, nameplate, and LEGO Star Wars 25th Anniversary brick. Front half can be separated from the rear, small hanger for Jedi Starfighters. So, this is really cool. I'm excited that they're still doing that 25th Anniversary, and there will be more to come in these leaks as well for the 25th Anniversary, so just get ready for that. Either way, there's also going to be the Tantive IV. My bad. There was also rumors of a Tantive IV hallway scene that might be coming out, and I thought that would be really pretty incredible, but this is just going to be a Tantive IV midi scale. This one, 654 pieces, €70, ballpark kind of where you want to see those piece prices, with stand, nameplate, and LEGO Star Wars 25th Anniversary brick. Sounds good. And then we have Millennium Falcon coming out, 921 pieces, €80. That's a good price right there. 25 centimeters wide with stand, nameplate, and LEGO Star Wars 25th Anniversary brick. So I believe these are both midi scale as well, which is pretty cool. I'm glad that they're investing in this. I will say like three all at once is kind of a lot. That's quite a hefty order of MIDI scale stuff, and it might result in some of them sitting on the shelf for a while, and I'm worried that make Lego kind of be like, oh shoot, MIDI scale isn't all that, but it's like, no, we like to be spoon-fed MIDI scale, not all at once, so that's just sort of what worries me a little bit there, but we'll see how that ends up going. Either way, next up, more Lego Star Wars leaks. So we have an R2-D2, which is great, 1,050 pieces, 100 euro, 24 centimeters high, movable head, third leg, periscope, different tools, which is very cool. And then there's a little hint at a Darth Malak minifigure, which is pretty cool. So I think that a lot of these 25th anniversary sets are going to have bonus anniversary minifigures included in them, which is pretty exciting. And then we have the Tantive IV hallway, which is 502 pieces, and this was what I was remembering. 55 euro, 22 centimeters high, plus multiple copies can be attached, which is really cool. I know M&R Productions does this a lot with like the Luke Skywalker hallway scene against the Dark Troopers. He sort of combined a bunch of them and made a massive scene out of it. I'm sure he's going to do a video like that again. It's just a very repeatable, easy style video to do. It's smart. It's great. Featured levels to blast open the doors and topple character Darth Vader, two stormtroopers, Captain Antilles, and two rebel fleet troopers. And the 25th anniversary trooper there is going to be ARC Trooper 5s, which is going to be very, very big. Now with the 20th anniversary trooper, let's see, 20th anniversary Lego Star Wars. Let me show you guys what those minifigures, this is what they ended up look like. And they put a big old 20 years of Lego Star Wars on the back of them. I'm hoping ARC Trooper 5s and Malak do not have those, because it would kind of ruin the minifigures a little bit. I just really want some good detailed custom minifigures. We'll see if they end up doing that. Hopefully they don't slap that sticker on there, which would ruin it a little bit. Now, here is more information on the 25th anniversary minifigures. So, certain 2024 sets will come with extra minifigures, similar to the 20th anniversary sets. Now, there's not a lot of information on them. Originally, people thought it was going to be Revan. Revan already happened. They've already done Revan. It's not something I expect them to ever really do again. Fives is confirmed. Now, this is the interesting part, was that people got the quote sort of misaligned there. Darth Malak was the one being teased for an anniversary figure, not Revan. So the quote that they used to tease him was, "Savior, conqueror, hero, villain, you are all of these things, Revan, and yet you are nothing. In the end, you belong to neither the light nor the darkness. You will forever stand alone." And it was Darth Malak to Revan, and I think people got that confused. It's actually going to be Darth Malak, the figure, released. And I like that a lot. I'm very glad about that. Now, the final leak is going to be a Lord of the Rings leak. It's going to be the Tower of Sauron, aka Barad-dûr, and it's set number 10333. I think what they're doing here is that they realized the Lord of the Rings sets, aka Rivendell, it's really it, did really, really well. It was extremely popular, and they realized that this IP can still profit a lot in LEGO form. And so they're picking another very iconic depiction here, the Tower of Sauron. And here you've got like a little map here, which is kind of cool. I think that'll be very, very cool. I'm wondering if they're gonna like include the Black Gate in that. That would be pretty neat. I'm wondering what's going to be included. If it's like Rivendell, where you get a lot of minifigures in it, that would be pretty cool, but I'm not sure how many you'd be able to do. You could definitely do Frodo, Sam, Gollum. You could do some orcs in there. I think that would be cool. You can probably do Sauron, although he's never featured in the movie at the tower, because obviously he never really appears because Tolkien wants him to be sort of like this shadowy, powerful figure type deal. So I'm not entirely sure if we're going to get him. We could also get the eagles, which would be really, really cool. And we could get Gandalf riding on them. That would be sick. Not entirely sure. There's a lot of different possibilities they could do with this, but either way, it sounds pretty sick. And that is pretty much all of the most notable LEGO leaks that we've gotten recently for 2024. I think they're super exciting. I hope you guys are excited for them. Please be sure to hit that like button if you did enjoy this video. Subscribe with notifications turned on and comment down below your favorite leak. What are you most excited for? All right, guys. Peace.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video. Be sure to click that subscribe button for more content and hit the notification bell if you'd like to be alerted to whenever I live stream or upload. Thanks so much.